not you'd like to read with us in the first chapter of Romans. Now, I was listening to some news this week of laws that's being passed. The governor even signing them in California. I'm wondering, where's the church people? Where's the preachers out there that stand and preach the Word of God, that a state would go so far as to vote in laws and restrictions that they're putting in, and so surprised that a person with the knowledge that you would think a man would have to be governor would sign such as the bills that's been signed. And you think they must not even read the Bible at all to not comprehend that you cannot tie up the hands of a preacher or of a man of God that is speaking the word of the Lord and teaching God's word and expect to be blessed of the Lord. If we're going to choose sin and a vile, wicked life, then that's our choice. God said that. He gave us two ways that we could choose. And if we don't want to live for God, fine. We have that right in America. We choose what we want to do. But then because that we want to live in a vile way, in a way that God disapproves of, don't turn around and tell a person that is a man of God that is being charged by God to preach the whole truth, not to tell me to make me feel uncomfortable. Don't say anything to let me know I'm in sin. Because it's time in the world that we wake up and realize that God's word is not going to change. And God's got me held responsible to preach all of God's word. And we have a lot of young people in this church. And I realize the world is changing drastically. Back when I was a kid, anybody that lived a homosexual lifestyle, they wasn't called homosexual. They wasn't said it's an alternate lifestyle. They said exactly what it is. They're queer. Why? Because it is something that's not natural. It's a queer way to pick to live. It's something against the very standard of what God laid down for man and woman. God didn't pick two women and tell them in the Garden of Eden or tell them men. If he had, that would have been the end of the creation. But God laid it out for man and woman to multiply and replenish the earth. And today we say it's all right. It's foolish to try and justify such wickedness and put it before our children. And if we do, we better wake up. Because the judgment of God is already pronounced upon it, like it is any other sin. We might not want to recognize that it's sin, but what is it? It's the devil trying to do away with the very way that God laid down for man and woman to live by. And we need to instill this in our children from the time they're small. Bring them up so they'll see and know. When so fully as the brain did before. I don't care if it's a teacher at school, if it's a lawyer, if it's a judge, if it's a governor, if it's a president of the United States. They will know what God's stand is on it before that they ever have it heard and presented at all. All right, if you'd like to read with us, Romans, the first chapter. That's why I said, I love Paul's writing. Paul gets right down to where everybody in this world can see exactly what God required. Paul don't leave anything out. He makes it plain and he teaches it just exactly what God thinks about it and what anybody that got the knowledge of God thinks about it. And if we're so foolish as to do away with the plan of salvation, so foolish as to do away with God's word, then why not be bold enough to stand up and say, I realize I'm living contrary to what God said. Let God do with me what he wants to. This is my choice. But don't try and close the door to those that want to know about God. All right. First chapter. Start with the 21st verse. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds, and to four-footed beasts, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own heart, to dishonor their own body between themselves. Now, I want you to pay close attention to this. Who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affection. For even their women did change the natural use. Now underline that word natural. Into that which is against nature. Underline nature. And likewise also the men leaving the natural. Underline that again. Use of the woman burning in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of the error which was meet. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Now underline that word convenient. Now here Paul, he plainly tells us that it was leaving the natural use of a woman and a man. It is not something that's natural. They say that this is the way God created me. God created every one of us alike. But each and every one of us, we can go whatever way we can. God give each and every one of us a mind and a heart to know. Every man, you know, I can remember 5 years ago working in a job where there's a man that was an agent, but when he got his hand caught in a machine where it almost pulled it off before they got the machine shut off, the first words out of his mouth was, oh God, have mercy. He didn't believe in the God that no one else could help but God, and he called the police. You and I today, the only thing for my sin, it's alright for me to be like this. This is the way God made me. But it may even say there is no God. But there's not a God. When they lift your eyes in hell, they'll cry out to their God. But God on that day, why did he even stop the door? Today, even all the sexual can be forgiven and come out of that lifestyle, but they cannot live in it. And you and I, any sin that we choose today, we cannot live in our sin. Christ Jesus saved us from our sin. He made us a new creature. You might be bound for homosexuality, but if your heart gets right with God, you'll be free from that. Why, you'll be a new creature in Christ Jesus. From the very mind of all hell, you'll be a new person. And you and I today, if we haven't had that change, we're still in sin. Listen to that again. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You know, God created the woman's body to bring pleasure unto the man, and the man's body to bring pleasure unto the woman. And He created them uniquely that they could come together as a man and a woman, as husband and wife, not outside of marriage, but as a man and a woman married and reproduce their children. And God made it a wonderful thing that they can come together that way. But two women cannot naturally have a child. Neither can two men. Why? Because they're not equipped that way. And it's against nature for them to try and do anything sexual. Why? Because it is sex between a man and a woman. We call everything sex anymore. They got all kinds of things that connected with it. But God created it for a purpose. And you and I today, we need to realize anything outside of that purpose that God created, it is sin. Today it's school. They're teaching it all alcohol. But they're teaching young people. If people would only realize the plan that God laid down is best. I know today, as they signed laws outlawing, and I realize, oh, ain't I thankful I don't live in California. Because what was signed this week for this message to be preached in California, somebody feeling uncomfortable about it, I could be in court or even in prison. You and I today, but thank God to the internet, it could still end up in California. Thank God even if it comes to going to prison for standing on God's word. I can say I wouldn't be the first. Many people in the Bible, they ended up in prison because they took their stand upon God's word. But what I read to you, Paul wasn't willing to compromise the word of God that he might be set free. Why, my God, he had freedom with God. That's what he was concerned about. You and I today. You know, it's a song out a few years ago. It mentioned that you can bind my hands and my feet. You can take away the food, everything that I need here. But you can't take God away from me. Man is not able to separate you from your God if you worship God in spirit and truth. If you stand upon the word of the Lord, you don't compromise. God is right there for each and every one of them. He promises. He said, I'll go with you all the way, even under the hill. But what connection with that? He'll say, he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. The governor, though he might not live that lifestyle himself, when he signed that bill on Canada, he brought that sin upon him. He'll stand before God and give an account. You and I today, we need to realize our people, they want to choose that. You could know them in it. You're guilty just the same as they are in the eyes of God. God wants each and every one. That's a Christian to stand up and speak out against sin. The 27th verse, and likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly. You and I today, you know, oh how awful. And I have seen this in my lifetime. People that would get into this lifestyle, and you can watch them change, even the looks of their body. Their facial look changes. Everything about them. Why? Sin leaves a mark. It waves the sign. And after a while, the whole world will know exactly what you are. You can't keep it in. God said that that's done in secret. It's going to be brought to light. You and I today look around the world. I'm listening this week in the news. They were talking about the millions that died by AIDS. And they said it's all starting to rise again. The mouth is being infected by fiber, homosexual, have more partners than any other lifestyle going. They spread it between them. Sin working its own bed. You and I today, we don't want to realize just how bad that it is, how widespread that it is in America. But today we can't stick our head in the sand and hide any longer. We need to stand up, speak out against it. Let our children, our friends, our neighbor know that it's in violation of God's law. And that man is not going to get by. You know, here, the 28th says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. You and I today, we can hear priests, different religious group calls them by different names, but whatever it is, preachers or whatever, stand in the pulpit in this lifestyle and say it's okay. How they get around the Word of God that says that it's not, I don't know. How they can try and justify, I don't know. But God says sin will send us to hell. And you know, you can have been a homosexual, but you can be forgiven. God can put a new heart and a new life in you to where that is not your desire. Your desire will be to please God. And sin is not something that pleases God. Each and every person, I don't care what it is, what sin it is that is war, that we're warring against. Until we get to the place that we win that battle. We get that sin put down. We put it in the hands of God and trust God. So when we can overcome it, whether it's drugs, whether it's alcohol, whether it's sex with a woman or sex with a man, the opposite sex, whatever it is, until we get so we can get that defeated, put it in the place where it belongs. And you and I live for God. We're on the road to hell. I don't care what preacher said. Well, that's just a trite lifestyle that you chose. God understands sin will destroy. That's why He created a better way. He knew that each and every one of us had that within us. That old Adam nature to rebel against the word of man. That God saved them. But we must come and surrender under the will of God and we'll die long. And each and every one of us, we can say, well, that's what our legislature has said. If there's a person in California listening today to this message, I would strongly advise you pack up and get out of the state. Because I don't see how a person can raise a family with such laws as this and raise a family and teach them, your children, what's right without you coming in violation somewhere or another and ended up in prison. Get out of the state. Find you another place where you can go and worship God in freedom. I'm ashamed to say that California is part of America. Why? Because of sin. Everything evil, everything vile, it seems to be starting there and spreading from there into other states. You and I today, it's time to realize God does not change. I don't care how long He allows time to stand. What was right when Christ walked here upon the earth will still be right when He comes back again. And everything that man has tried to change it to me is not going to work. My God's coming back with His rule, His regulation, His laws to judge it by. And we need to wake up and realize that if we want to go to heaven, we're going to have to come through and by the way that God laid down, not what man has tried to change it to. You know, I was thinking when I heard this, California has got fault lines running through the whole state all over everywhere. And I thought, you know, the people that would live in such a place and then do everything to aggravate and rile the anger of God, I just can't understand it. I mean, you know, that shows you the mercies of God. Because, be quite frank, if I was in God's place, California would be out somewhere under the bottom of the ocean. I'd just let it move on out and sink. There's a lot of good people probably in California. But there's a lot of vile, horrible lifestyles that's being lived. Can God change them? Yes, if they'll call upon Him. Can they be saved? Yes, if they'll call upon Him. And come out of that lifestyle. Come out of that sin. You and I today, don't be fooled by somebody saying, oh, this is the way God made me. I can't do anything about it. To be quite frank, the way I was made, it was to desire the things of sin. That was what was in me. But when I come to the Lord, I changed overnight. Just as soon as I got up from the altar, I realized the very difference that there was in me. I went that very Sunday afternoon, broke all of the plans I had for the next weekend with my so-called friends. And you know the strange thing about it? Those that I had for friends, what I was saying, they dropped me. They didn't want nothing more to do with me. After I got right with the Lord, but I found some friends. Some that stuck with me down across time. You and I today, we can find that one friend, though, that sticks closer than a brother. I never found a friend that wasn't asleep or going somewhere other at times that I couldn't get in touch with her. But in the middle of the night, in that week hour of the morning, I can call upon God. I never found that He was asleep. I never found that He didn't have time for me. He was always there. And you and I today, God will be there for us if we'll only call upon Him. Natural, it said here, said did change the natural use. That's apparent. You know, you buy something, and it's got a warranty on it. And I don't care what it is, you buy any kind of a tool, it's got a warranty on it. But you go misusing that, You buy a good wood chisel, and you go out here and you go trying to use it like it was a cold chisel, and then when it don't hold up, you take it back. And what are they going to tell you? You didn't use it for what it was intended. There ain't no warranty on that. It was intended. It was made for this purpose, and you didn't use it back. That wasn't what it was naturally intended to be used for. That's what God is saying here. You're not using your body for what I intended it to be used for. You're going against the very nature. Against the natural use and against nature. You know, we don't like to think about those things, but he said, which are not convenient. And all you got to do is look and you can see what they're planning is not convenient. You and I today, it pure filth. It's against nature. It's against everything respectful. And each one of us, you know, back when I was a kid, anybody that was in this lifestyle, they was ashamed of it. And they tried everything they could to keep it hid. But it would come out. Somebody would end up telling on them. And they were so embarrassed when it come out. And they just withdraw from everybody. But today, people have got so bold in their sin, they're not ashamed. You know, the Bible speaks about they won't even blush. They're not ashamed of their sin. But they try and force it upon those that has a moral standard that they want to live by. They try and force it on those that has a godly heritage that they're just so proud of, that they recognize it was a gift from God. They save themselves all and they come to the realization of how much they need God. Well, these people, they want to say, oh, you don't have the right to live by that. You think you're better than they. So what do they want to do? They want to pull everybody down into the fire with a hat. If you want to go to hell, that's your choice. I pray for you that you can see the light. But I don't want to go to hell with you. That's not going to make it any better when you get there. If you got the whole world to go to law. But oh, I'll say for hell. If I'm the only one in this generation that goes to hell. When I walk in it, I'm going to be the happiest man that ever lived. It'll be ever for me. There'll be joy unspeakable and full of glory. But if I take the whole world with me to hell, there'll be no happiness. There'll be no joy. When you go in there, peace and happiness is forever gone. And it's time to wake up and realize hell is not just an imagination. It's real. You know, I heard a statement from a man this week or last week one. They was interviewing him and he said it had been revealed to me. He's supposed to have been some kind of a preacher. It had been revealed to him that everybody was going to heaven except people like Hitler or something like that, but everybody else is going to heaven. Well, you know, I'd say that's a pretty unjust God if that's true. Because there's all kinds of people that have in their heart exactly what Hitler did. They just didn't have the means of doing it.
That's right.
There's all kinds of people that's got murder in their heart for one. He may have killed thousands or millions. I think it's supposed to be like 6 million. But murder of one still sends you to hell unless you repent. Hitler, he could have bowed on his knees and got repentance and forgiveness if he'd only seen what he'd done. The blood of Jesus Christ was able to cleanse him of all of that if he had called upon him. You and I today, sin puts pushed under the rug will come to witness against us at judgment. We can't get by. We can only come to the Word of the Lord. Just like in America, the very start down this road that we're on today with all of these laws, all of these justification of sin, was when marriage began to break down in America. It was the start of recognizing that anything is okay. You and I today, all you got to do is go and find out the statistics. The biggest majority of marriages today ends in divorce. Does that mean that divorce is right? No. God had the plan of one man, one woman for life. That was what God designed. Man has come up with other things and tried to justify. But when we stand before God, anything other than what God laid out is sin. And we don't like to think about it. The biggest majority of the world today, they hear a message like this, they say, oh, you're judgmental. Oh, you're this. Oh, then you're that. I'll give you what the Word of God said. It wasn't me. It was God said against nature. It wasn't me. It was God said it wasn't natural. It wasn't me. It was God said it wasn't convenient. You and I today, we can lie to ourselves time and time and time again. But when all said and done, it's still a lie. I can go up on top of a building and I can say, if I think about it long enough, I can fly and I can keep walking to the edge of that building day after day saying that same thing. And when I reach 90 years old, I can say, change and make what God say is right wrong and what we say right. You and I today, when we stand before God, He's already got it figured out. He's already got the plan made. And we can write down any law, just like the foolish judge that ruled that the prison ministry working with the prisoners, teaching them about Christ and leading them to the Lord. He realized it's got a success rate that they can't match with all the government money working with prisoners. They can go in, they can teach these prisoners all kinds of job skills and everything. But when they get out, they still got a repeat offender of a real high percentage. The only one that's got a real good success rate is those that's teaching them about Christ, leading them to God, and them being born again. But he said, that's wrong. You can't teach them about God. You can't teach them about Christ because no other religion does that around the world, so that's wrong. You can't do that. And he ruled against them that it was unconstitutional for them to do that. Looking and saying, I realize you got a good success, but you can't do it. You and I today, that's what the devil's doing. He's looking at how God is changing life. And he's saying, oh, I got to bring a stop to that somewhere. I'll get a few foolish, a legislator. I'll get some foolish judges. The time is in the law, and I'll get the people to think that it's okay. But God's law is still there. You and I, we might not approve of it. But God said, abide by it and pay the consequences. God didn't come and negotiate with me and say, Earl, what do you think is all right for you? He come and told me, Earl, this is the way. Walk this way. Earl, be long. And you and I today, God's will is for none to perish. That's why He sent His Son. But He also said, if we don't follow Him, if we don't come through and by Christ unto Him and be born again, not that old man that we were, but be that new creature in Christ Jesus. He said, you're still in your sin. And you'll die that way. And where I am, you cannot come. Now, how much plainer do we need it to be than that? You know, if I invite you to come and go on a trip with me, and I say, well, you must do this, this, and this to be able to go. And you come and you haven't done nothing. Would you be surprised if I said, well, you didn't meet the standards I said. You're not going to be able to go. I don't understand why people think that God's going to take whatever we want to present to Him and say, well, all right, you're such a good person, I'll just let you come on in. Good people go to hell. There's people in hell that wouldn't a bit more think of taking somebody's life than nothing. But they'll be right there for mass murder. Why? They neglected the plan of salvation. They wouldn't think about taking somebody's life. But if you don't repent of your sin, if you were standing there on the hill outside of Jerusalem that day that Christ was crucified, you'd been one of those saying, crucify. You say, oh no, I wouldn't. You would. Because that's your actions. That's what you're doing. You either live for Him, you accept Him as your Lord and Savior, or you're one of those that say, crucify. While we get a song to sing, I'll take it. Wherever the message is reaching the ears and the heart of men and women today, realize God will not be bold. His word is true. It'll come to pass the very way that He said. And He said, when you and I stand before Him, if we have sin in our life, we're going to be turned away. The only way to get rid of that sin, the man hates those words today, is to apply the blood of Jesus Christ. He is the only Savior. He's the only one whose love can forgive you. No matter what man might say, no matter what other God they may offer to you, Christ is your only Redeemer. And without Him, you're in your sin and on your road to hell. While we sing, will you come? Don't listen to the foolishness of man today. The ignorance of people trying to justify sin. I'm not preaching this message because I hate homosexuals. I hate the sin. Just like I hate all the other sin. Adultery. Fornication, alcoholism, drug addict, anything you want to name, covetousness, all of those sins I hate. Why? Because it's what separates men and women from God. And unless we repent, we'll end up in hell, no matter who we are. I'll take you. Listen to the words that God spoke. Children, I plead with you. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Realize the way that God said is the best way. It offers help unto you. It offers salvation unto you. Spiritually, that you can't imagine anything. You and I today, God is reaching for man that we might be changed. Do we want Him? If we do, come unto Him and ask.